as Chapel of Grace worship team comes up and gets ready to close out our evening, I want to share some things unscripted just straight from my heart. Every time we do one of these Fifth Sunday scenes, it's always a prayer in my heart that somehow, some way, all of our walls, our denominational walls, would fall down.
Yeah.
And that we could honestly come together as the body of Christ, united in one effort and one cause, to lift up and exalt Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen?
Yeah.
And I believe absolutely that has happened tonight. But the challenge is, what will we do with this when we leave here tonight? Will we go right back to those things and forgetting that we're brothers? I remember this last summer I had an opportunity to go to a mission field deep down in Mexico with the Huicho people. And they couldn't speak my language. I couldn't speak theirs, so we had to have interpreters. Well, when they got up and they began to worship, and nobody sent them our videos or anything about how all you worship. They just worshiped, didn't care how we worship. And I'll tell you why, I didn't understand a single word they said, but they were worshiping our God. And they were worshiping God with all their hearts. And I go, I know what they're saying.
Amen.
We love Jesus. How about you? Amen? Amen. And that is our message of our heart. And I believe if we look in this room, there are people living all over this community in different places of town. And if we would be the salt and light that God calls to be, there would be no darkness in this town. And so I would say, as we love Jesus, we would let our light shine where we live, work, and play. And we would not let those walls of separation keep us from shining bright. Amen? And so I would say, I guess here would be the next challenge. You're going to leave here, and I already know what's going to happen. You're going to bump into each other at a grocery store. You're going to bump into each other on the street. You're going to drive by each other in a car. Will you, with the same enthusiasm, hug and say, I love you, brother? Outside of this building. Well, we will take it out there. God said, go. We score no touchdowns here. This is only the huddle. And our Sundays ought to have an effect on Monday.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. And I believe what God is doing and has been doing in each one of our hearts, the way we worship Him and we praise Him, that God has transformed us from the inside out. And what I saw tonight is we can't contain it. From the youngest of us to the oldest of us. We just love Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Same as the others, feel like you can stand and clap and sing and all that. They are going to sing a song, though. I already knew that they're going to sing a song, and that freedom song. How awesome was that?
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I turned to her, like, how awesome is that? In light of one of the songs they're going to sing, because I remember when King David got so wrapped up in his love of God and his worship of God, and he began to worship God, and his wife said, you can't do that in public. You can't do it like that. And he says, I'm telling you what, I'm going to get more undignified than this. You ain't even seen how I can worship God. Amen? Amen. And that's those things where those walls, those things that cause us, that hinder us from worshiping our God uninhibitedly, we just let it go. You know, those kind of things, so I don't care what other people are looking at. We should be so busy looking up, we can't look down on anybody. Amen? Amen. Let's praise God.
I don't know about you, but I tell you what, I have been blessed tonight.
Thank you. my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and great disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. The heavens above rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower down.
Take place when we just kind of hang out with brothers and sisters, And you know, and if you have prayer concerns or whatever, seek each other out. I'm praying. Don't just run out to your cars and say, see you later. Good riddance. No, hang out a little bit. Love each other. Kind of talk and visit and all that kind of stuff. This was great.
Amen.
Right? I mean, this is like a practicing for heaven.
Amen.
Right? I could dance on the streets of gold, right? That little girl out there dancing, Jackie, that was awesome, right? I can't wait. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to close out in a word of prayer. Lord, Father, God, you are good. All the time, you are good. You are far above excellent and praiseworthy. Father God, far be it that we would allow the rocks to cry out in our place. So we praise you, Father God. Thank you for not only this evening, but for every day. And Lord, and forgive us if we forget to pray and praise you every day. You're an everyday God, not just someday God. An everyday salvation, not just some days, but every day. So we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, and I just pray that we would go in the Spirit of the Lord, and it would be self-evident that we have been with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thanks for coming. Hallelujah.